what a wonderful song it is, too. Right, to take us up to news time from 2 FM, here we have Music Box, Dancer from John Mills, right here on 101 FM.
Members of the country's two largest trade unions are to ballot on a proposal that they amalgamate, creating a new organisation of about 230,000 workers. The decision to put the proposal to ballot has been made by the executive committees of the ITGWU and the FWUI. Our industrial editor understands that officials of both unions will be formally told on Tuesday of the decision in principle to form a vast new union geared to the needs of the 90s. It's believed both unions would be transferred to a new organisation with a new name. The mergers would heal a 65-year-old division which occurred when Big Jim Larkin broke away from the Transport Union, which he had helped to found to set up the then Workers' Union. Gardaí have found a rifle, machine gun parts and ammunition in a search in County Monaghan. They discovered them in an oil tank buried on a non-resident farm at Lochfield near Castleblaney. In the tank were a Kalashnikov rifle, 6 machine gun barrels, a machine gun tripod and 3 homemade tripods, as well as 900 rounds of assorted ammunition and empty magazines. There were no arrests. In Poland, the banned Solidarity Trade Union has welcomed an offer by the government to lift the ban, saying it paved the way for talks. Solidarity's National Executive Commission has said negotiations should start as soon as possible. The government offered talks with the Solidarity leader Lech Wałęsa last August. However, he refused to attend until the authorities promised to consider legalizing the union, which was outlawed in 1981. And the Soviet human rights activist Andrei Shakharov has been nominated by a mass public meeting in Moscow as a candidate in general elections scheduled for March. A representative of the State Electoral Commission said his nomination was completely legal. Shakharov, a Nobel Prize-winning physicist who spent years in internal exile, had earlier been rejected by the Academy of Sciences for a safe parliamentary seat. His name will now go forward for formal approval as a candidate in the new Congress of People's Deputies. And that's all for now. The next news will be on 2 FM at 2 o'clock.
Thank you, 2 FM. They're back again at 3 o'clock. No, 2 o'clock. This is 101 FM. We're in our second hour of oldies. We'll be back in a phone call from Norwich, England in a moment. Stand by.
Isn't it time you got down to the Chariot Rooms, Great Denmark Street at the Belvedere Hotel? We've got the best in entertainment with top bands and discos. And we have a downstairs section for under 25s, over 25s upstairs. And we're open 7 nights a week, on Fridays from 10 till 2 a.m. Sundays, visit our special Kiddies Disco from 3 to 6 p.m. Admission, only £2. And for the best rates around on parties, weddings and 21s, call into us today. We've special rates for parties and groups. Remember, for the best entertainment in Dublin, call into the Chariot Rooms, Great Denmark Street, at the Belvedere Hotel.
And there you are, into a short hour break. We're back again. We're going over to our phone line now, and we say hello to David Ward. And David happens to be over in Norwich in England there. Hello, David? Hello?
Hello there, can you hear me?
I can hear you there, nice and clear. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, nice to hear you're still on the air after all the problems you've had over there.
Well, we're still getting there. We're doing our very best up here. Well, I'm pretty sure we'll be here till April anyway. And we'll probably have some news for you around 1:30 today. You'll see what's happening then. Has anybody you'd like to say hello to? Have you any of your friends over here in Ireland?
Well, not any in Ireland, but I'd like to say hello to the people of Anorak's UK. That's Barry, Ruth and Gary up in Blackpool.
I know Barry myself.
Jonathan and Marion Marks in Hilversum in Holland. And, of course, anyone who's listening on shortwave.
Oh, it's nice to hear you listening and calling us in there. It's nice to hear from you. Thanks for phoning. We'll play whatever record you request. What are you looking for?
Well, anything in the chart at the moment. Actually, the American band Journey have just re-released a single. I think the B-side is called Don't Stop Believing. That might be appropriate for you.
Well, we're not stopping believing. We'll play it for you in about 2 records' time. Thanks for calling.
Thanks
very
much.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Nice phone call there from Norwich in England. 538684. This is Radio Dublin 101 FM.
She said, I'm leaving, and I let her go home. I felt so damn bad this morning, I reached right for the phone and called her right away to beg her to forgive. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, and then I heard her say, hey. Knowing if she'd forgive me was tearing me apart. I couldn't go on this way, I had to call again. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, and then I heard her say, hey.
Hello, this is Johnny. I'm sorry that I'm not home. But if you leave me your name and number, I promise you that I get in a phone.
Instead it was a friend who said that Joni's car had crashed. I never should have let her drive home angry from my place. I'd never hold her again and kiss that funny face. Still there was a way to hear her voice again. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, and then I heard her say, hey,
hello, this is Joni. I'm sorry that I'm not.
That's Paul Evans going back in time, and hello, this is Joni, and hi, this is Radio Dublin. We're saying hello to Mark, all our friends over there in England, Blackpool, and all of Vanarax UK. Hi to all of you, and thanks for your phone call there. Journey, and Don't Stop Believing, right here on 101 FM.
Radio Dublin, playing all over Dublin, now.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train, girl, just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Mm-hmm.
day, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slips away.
Music DJ.
I'm late. Just gone. 12 minutes past 1 o'clock. Hi there. Hello. This is 101 FM. We're checking out 1980, the album Triumph. It's the Jacksons and Can You Feel It for Anne McCarthy in Finglas. I just got engaged and that came in from Nora. Nice to hear that. Sunday afternoon where the hits are hot. 101 FM. are. That's the Jacksons, and can you feel it? I spent the last 10 minutes trying to get a tape out of the machine, so I left it. And I was just looking across, and it jumped out itself. Well, there you are. Loads of Darren Byrne and Tala. That comes in from some of your friends there looking for part-time lover. Loads of Nanny and Grandad Daly in Crumlin. Also a big hello to Auntie Margaret, I think it is, who's just moved into our new house. Well, congratulations. I hope you like it. That comes from Richard and Paul in Ballyfermot. Hello to Marion and Helen. And also to Carl in Ballyfermot. Any oldie you're looking for. We have a lovely oldie lineup for you next. Hello to Anne McCarthy in Finglas. We read that out earlier on, just got engaged. Hello to Sarah and Eddie, who moved into a new house also in Aylesbury in Tala there. That comes from Robert and Sharon, who got engaged. Quite a lot of celebrations going around Dublin town at the moment. That comes in from Angela. Hello to Dave and Yvonne in Walkinstown. Please play Hotel California. We will get it in before 3 o'clock. Hello to Thomas and Claire on the MCR. Happy birthday from Mam and Dad and all the family. For all of you, a nice oldie. It's Tom Jones right here on 101 FM. And the green, green grass of home. It's 538-684. John and Simone taking your call.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look and they cherries, it's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old, old tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of golden lips like cherries. It's good touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me. And I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. Well, there's a God. Daybreak. Again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
All the best oldies to be heard here on 101 FM. We're playing some more Irish later on, so you needn't move on. We say hello to Carol out there, and hello also to Mark. Mark is out there in Grange Park, or thereabouts, in Kilbarrick, Dublin 13. And hello to you from Carol. You're winging your way towards Funderland this afternoon. For you, your favourite song.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fire may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco.
Watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long ago. The green grove is gone from the hill, Maggie, where first the daisies sprung. The creaking old mill, it is still, Maggie, since you and I were young. A city so silent and lone, Maggie, where the young and the gay and the best in polished white mansions of stone, Maggie, have each found a place of rest. Is built where the birds used to play, Maggie, and join in the songs that were sung. For we sang as gay as they, Maggie, when you and I were young. They say I am feeble with age, Maggie. My steps are less sprightly than them. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, but time alone was the pen. They say we are aged and gray, Maggie, as sprays by the white breakers flung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young, when you and I were young.
That's Val Doonigan, when you and I were young. 25 past one, good afternoon. This is Radio Dublin, your only independent radio station on 101 FM. We used to say hello now to Brenda Crystal in Ballyfermot Avenue. Congratulations, just after having a beautiful bouncing baby boy. But he doesn't know, she doesn't know what to call him, Keith or Andrew, she suggests. Is anybody out there any ideas on what to call this lovely chap out there? It comes from Liz and Carl in Ballyfermot, so there you are. We're going over to Gene Pitney for you. And Mark Almond, winging the ray of the charts, as seen on Top of the Pops, on compact cassette. 538-684, we're taking your calls all afternoon.
Something's got a hold of my heart, keeping my soul and my senses alive.
Not there.
There you go, that's Willie Nelson, three in a row, and you were always on my mind. This is Radio Dublin, 101 FM, 1188 AM and 6910 on the shortwave. You and stand by for our director, Eamon Cook, who's going to let you know what's happening on the radio scene in the background. He'll be with you now in one moment.
Radio Dublin for on 101 megahertz on the FM band, 1188 kilohertz medium wave, 6910 kilohertz shortwave. Still broadcasting away about 3 weeks since the new year. Most stations in the country having closed down. Some have actually reopened again. Ernside and Z103 and Radio North. Radio Star up in Monaghan. A few others, about 15, 16 in total. Still in operation. The rest, I'm afraid, have packed it up and gone home. With ourselves, I think everybody knows about the new legislation. Came in 1st of January and all the problems ever since. Disruptions to programs here last Thursday for a couple of hours put us off air with a prohibition notice which shut off our electricity and telephones. A High Court hearing later on in the day brought those back with instructions from the judge to serve notice by telephone on Board Telecom and Electricity Supply Board to restore services. ESB, of course, came back at 6 o'clock in the evening, but our telephones needed a bit of persuasion until they eventually arrived on Friday. Well, your station chugging along as per normal now, and it does appear that we will continue as is, probably up to April or May next, not too sure when, but sometime in the future we'll chug along and do that. Now, a number of the stations around the countryside and those actually closed down as well have helped out in the Independent Broadcasting Association. They've started a fund to fund the actual High Court hearing on the Radio Dublin case. It'll be a fairly big thing in the High Court sometime in April next, we assume. It could be a bit sooner, it could be later. We don't have a definite date as yet. But the case itself is liable to cost an enormous sum of money. Original estimates put it down at somewhere between 10 and 15 thousand pounds. Well, so far we've gone through almost 3,000 without getting to the High Court, so I think the estimates are a bit underestimated. Well, that's the situation. The Independent Broadcasting Association are actually putting out appeals right around the country to fund this particular High Court action, testing out whether the Broadcasting Act is constitutional or not. We feel it is not, and that the case actually will be won. But that remains for a court to decide on that. So, in the meantime, we can chug along and bring you programmes from now to around about April, barring odd happenings here, there and yonder. Someone said to me during the week, there, the barrister, if anything does come up, I will certainly be the first one to know about it. Country stations are most unlikely to be tackled. It does appear that the minister simply wants my head on a plate. Not available as yet, but perhaps sometime in the future I may slip up somewhere along the line. Let's hope not. But being on funds there, anybody, well, not particularly listeners, we don't fund so much from listeners as from business concerns who can actually afford it. They should be actually addressed to an appeal fund, whether it's the Independent Broadcasting Appeal Fund or the Radio Dublin Appeal Fund, so that they can be kept totally separate from the ordinary running costs, the day-to-day running costs of a radio station. Anybody thinking along those lines, but please bear that one in mind. Otherwise, now we've nothing very much happening. We would like to improve our FM service. It's getting around the city, just about. We could do it a better one. I'm sure there are spare FM scatters here, there and yonder, not in use. Around the 5 kilowatt one would be most useful to install here. We only have 1 kilowatt. So anybody around the countryside with a station that has closed down and perhaps is not reopening, you might consider a donation this direction of a minor 5 kilowatt FM transmitter, and I'm sure we will put it to good use. And that's about all there is in the way of news. We're getting along as expected, fairly good. We do expect all sorts of people along within the next few weeks, including television cameras, newspaper reporters and whatnot. So we'll keep you in touch on what's happening. Leave it for that. For now, it's 8 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're going back into normal programmes after a record. If I can get around to queuing properly, let's see what we can do. We can. I'll probably see you next Sunday if there's anything exciting in the way of news. If not, let's leave it until Sunday week. Goodbye, God bless, and a record for, well, for my Jacqueline. Who else?
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that were burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft across the window. And make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft across the window. Make believe you love me one more time. A good time, for the good time.
Through the day we're playing better music, Dublin.
101 FM in the afternoon, yeah. Hello to Imelda Tolwyn and Inchy Cole from your son, Paul. Hello to Thomas Clark, who will be 20 on Wednesday, from the family. Hello to Ethna O'Connor and Temple Oak from Mona. And last but by no means least, on 538684, Ruth, Siobhan, Ellen, Eva and Aoife, they rang in from. Volunteer, hi to you. For you, Starship.
Look in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true.